Welcome to The Goss, your daily dose of celebrity. I'm Katie Matten with a quick roundup of today's entertainment news.
It's Thursday, the 8th of December, 2022.
The Goss.
The Goss.
The Goss.
The Goss.
The Goss.
The Goss. Ashton Kutcher has opened up about being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called vasculitis that left him unable to see, hear, or walk.
I had this weird, super rare form of vasculitis that like knocked out my vision, knocked out my hearing, and knocked out like all my equilibrium.
The 44-year-old said symptoms started 3 years ago with his vision affected first, then he lost his hearing, causing balance and walking difficulties.
It took me like a year to like build it all back up.
Vasculitis is a rare autoimmune disorder that causes inflammation of the blood vessels and affects the organs. He's since been able to get the disease under control and says his sight and hearing are almost back to normal.
You don't really appreciate it until it's gone, until you go, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to see again. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to hear again. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to walk again.
He praised his wife Mila Kunis for her support and was able to run the New York Marathon last month. Kanye West has split up with Kim Kardashian lookalike girlfriend Juliana Nailu after 2 months together.
You know, I don't want to speak too much on it, but I was completely devastated.
The 24-year-old model was criticized on Instagram for dating the rapper after he spoke out praising Hitler and attacking the Jewish community. He was then dropped by 3 out of 4 of his big income sources, including Adidas for his Yeezy brand.
I'm speaking up. I'm using my voice.
He's had a few short-term girlfriends since splitting up with Kim, with their divorce now finalized.
When I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing, his personality.
They signed a prenup when they got married, with him ordered to pay her $200,000 per month in child support for their 4 kids. And Netflix show Wednesday has become their third biggest English language series ever, with it being streamed 115 million times since its release last month. It follows the character Wednesday from the Addams Family, with Catherine Zeta-Jones playing her mum Morticia Addams. The only two shows rating higher are Stranger Things 2 and Dharma. Squid Games is the most popular series ever for Netflix.
Begin the next game.
Follow us, like, rate and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and that's The Goss for today. See you again tomorrow.
A Podshape production.